If my memory serves me right, it was over 15 years ago on Christmas Day when I received a phone call from my family back home in the Philippines telling me that my mom suffered from stroke. The day after Christmas, I booked my ticket to fly back to the Philippines to be able to be with Mom, to visit Mom, and to see how she's doing. When I arrived in the Philippines, my mom was already home, but I could tell she was very weak. And her speech was also affected. It was about noon when I arrived. It was time for lunch. And I remember my brother and my sister-in-law telling me or asking me if I could take care of Mom because they needed to run some errands. And I told them they can do what needs to be done, what needed to be done. So I was left with Mom. Lunch was served, and my mom was looking at the food. Obviously, she was hungry. And she looked at me because I wasn't doing anything. And she wanted to tell me, "Duh, what are you doing?" But I just stared at her. Eventually, she was able to say something in her own weak, slurred speech that she was hungry. So I sat her up and I said, "This is a piece of cake. I could feed Mom. Besides, I was a nursing assistant for over 5 years prior to entering the seminary. I could certainly do that. I fed many residents in the nursing homes. I helped the patients at El Camino Hospital when I was working there as a nursing aide. So I said to myself, what is difficult about feeding Mom now?" So again, I sat her up and I started to feed her, and I remember feeding her with pudding. I picked up the spoon, and then as I tried to feed Mom, I just couldn't do it. My hands were shaking. There were tears. And my mom was looking at me, and again, in her very weak voice, my mom said to me, "Richie, it's your turn. Now, it is your turn." And I just looked at my mom, and I cried. I cried that I was grateful for all the things that Mom did for me. When I was growing up just like you, young men and women, and I remembered how Mom fed me, I remember how Mom took care of me, and I remember how Mom supported me, and I remember everything that Mom did for me. It was then when I realized, I said, life is just like that, isn't it? There's a time in our life when someone feeds us, picks up the spoon and feeds us. They will take care of us. They will care for us. They will support us. They will clothe us. They'll do everything for us. But there's also a time when we pick up the spoon and feed that person who took care of us. That's just how life goes. There are times when we say to one another, we need to pick up that spoon because it is our turn. In our sacred scriptures today, we see that experience described in the ascension of the Lord Jesus. In the book of Acts, the beginning of the book of Acts, we are told that Jesus gathered his disciples for the very last time. After his resurrection, we are told that Jesus was with his disciples for 40 days. Again, teaching his disciples, telling them, reminding them everything that Jesus taught them. This time, before Jesus went back to the Father, he gathered his disciples for the very last time and taught them, reminded them on what they needed to do. And what did the risen Lord say? The risen Lord said to his disciples and to all of us, you will be empowered by the Holy Spirit. And as you are empowered by the Spirit, you are to go forth to be witnesses. To be witnesses. To be witnesses of Jesus' passion, Jesus' death, and Jesus' resurrection. That includes Jesus' life and ministry. As if Jesus was telling his disciples and all of us in that ascension event, now it is your turn. Pick up that spoon. It is your turn. You are to be witnesses. You are to be witnesses. You and I, my brothers and sisters, have been blessed. We have received so many gifts in our lives, and it is time for all of us, Jesus reminds us, that after receiving all of those gifts and blessings, we need to pick up that spoon and share those blessings with others. We need to pick up that spoon to be witnesses of the risen Lord. Perhaps we ask ourselves today, What do we do in order to be a witness of the resurrection? What do we do with the words of Jesus saying, now it is your turn? It is our turn to do what? It is our turn to precisely do what Jesus did. We are invited to pick up a basin and a towel to wash one another's feet. We're invited by the Lord Jesus to love one another as He has loved us. We're invited to pray for our enemies. Pray for those who persecute us. We're invited by Jesus to welcome the outcast, to embrace the outcast, to welcome everyone, to embrace and to hug and to say to them, how much God loves them and how much God loves us. Jesus is inviting all of us today to bring His peace to all people. You are His witnesses, Jesus says to all of us today. Now it is your turn. Pick up that spoon. Go forth empowered by the Spirit. Jesus is very clear in today's gospel reading that the Spirit is within us. That we are the Spirit-filled community sent forth by the risen Lord to do precisely what He did. to continue the ministry of the risen Lord. The feast of the Ascension is not a culmination from the season of Easter. It is not our graduation from Easter and we say, finally, Easter is over. The feast of the Ascension reminds us that our work is just beginning. The feast of the Ascension invites us to go forth, as I've said, to go forth to make the risen Lord known in word and in deed. To you, boys and girls, you who are about to receive communion for the very first time, God will give you a very precious gift, and that is the gift of Jesus' body and blood. And as you are fed with this precious gift, boys and girls, Jesus is reminding you that you need to share that gift. You need to share that gift. Jesus is telling your parents, all of us, and you, boys and girls, Jesus is saying, now it is your turn. Pick up that spoon. Pick up that spoon and be Jesus to your friends, to your family members, and to all you encounter. And so, boys and girls, as we rejoice with all of you, we rejoice also with the gift of the Spirit. We thank our God today for those people who have fed us, for those people who have supported us, for those people who continue to love us and to understand us no matter what. And as we thank God for those people, all of us are invited to pick up that spoon and share that love to others.